O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
Psalm 114.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Let us pray to God, who alone makes us dwell in safety. For all who are affected by coronavirus, through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who guide our nation, that they may make decisions with wisdom and understanding. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For medical practitioners and researchers, that through their bravery and insight, many will be restored to health. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, that they may know comfort and peace. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ give us his peace.
Alleluia.
Amen.